Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show. We've painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure.
Kid Nation throwing out theories about the Tristan Thompson, Khloe Kardashian rumors.
Okay.
That seem to be very true. What if the Kardashians asked Jordan, Kylie's best friend, who is rumored to have been cheating with Tristan, to test him?
Yeah.
She just went a little too far with the test.
Yeah,
I don't know if that's...
What a violation. Kelly, I know you're not big on the homeboy, homegirl rule. This is super violation.
No. This is big.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. We'll get more into that with your midweek update here with Anna in about 20 minutes. I'm sure she's going to be talking about that. Also, Kid Nation, a real quick text from our boy, from Avery. Hi, my name's Avery. I'm 9 years old, and I'm getting surgery in Dallas today on my wrist. I'm listening to you on the way. You're making me feel better.
What's up, my man?
Avery, good luck with that surgery. Thank you for listening.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Rock star.
You're a rock star. And let us know after how it went down. You know, you probably have a cool cast on there. Get all the signatures.
Right.
I forgot how much.
Oh, yeah.
I hadn't had surgery in so long. I forgot how much I loved that feeling for the few seconds of being put to sleep. I think a lot of people are scared of that, but it's so warm and cozy.
Yeah.
They're like, okay, we're going to put something in to relax you. And I was like, out. I was just like, oh, bye.
You always want to battle with them, too, because they're like, you're going to count from 10 down.
And I literally can't even get 10 out.
And yeah, you're like, and they'll say, you probably won't make it. And I'm like, bet.
Challenge accepted.
I get down to about 6, I think, the time.
Oh, wow. I'm like, 10.
Yeah. Oh, I fought it. I remember saying 7. Yeah. And that's the last thing I remember.
So I man, when I did it too, they told me later that I was telling them I had a dream about my new boyfriend cheating on me.
Yeah.
Oh no.
Interesting, right?
Yeah.
He said he wanted to record me, but he heard me out in the hallway. I guess when they were wheeling me back in, going, and last night he cheated on me in my dream.
Oh, jeez.
Wow.
I think because I was feeling so not myself.
Yeah.
Right? Anyway.
We do need to get you reading more dreams, dream expert Jenna.
Some letters have been coming in.
Okay.
And it's very exciting for me because I've had some of these dreams myself that people have. Dreams, I think, are more universal than people realize.
Well, that's our dream expert, Jenna. But right now we need to get into our love expert, Kelly Raspberry. It is time for Love Letters to Kelly. And it's brought to you by Brooklinen, which I hear you need for some love.
Yeah, you do. I'm so excited about having a new apartment to move into because a new apartment means a new bedroom. A new bedroom means a new bed for me in my case. In my case, it's a queen size bed. So that means I need new sheets.
Yes, queen.
So I went to Brooklinen. Linen.com, and of course, I looked at their luxe sheets. They also have linen. And Kelly, I don't know if you know this, they have cashmere sheets.
What?
Brooklinen.com.
Cashmere?
Fancy. Cashmere. Now, I'm going to tell you, I've never laid on cashmere, but I look forward to it. They have five-star hotel quality sheets, and they truly are the most comfortable sheets that I've ever laid on. And I advise you to buy 2 sets because you're going to dread putting them, well, not having them on your bed when you're washing the first set.
The best thing I've done. Yeah. I had to do it the other night. I was like, oh, I have a set of clean Brooklinen sheets
right
here.
Right. Mm-hmm. And they have super plush robes. Yo. I'm excited.
Not just bedding.
No. And they have bath mats, towels, all sorts of stuff. And right now you can get $20 off and free shipping when you use the promo code KID, that's KIDD, at brooklinen.com. They are so confident in their product and all their sheets and comforters and towels. They come with a lifetime warranty. So get $20 off and free shipping by going to brooklinen.com. That's brooklinen.com. And use the promo code KID, KIDD, Brooklinen. Are the best sheets ever.
All right, let's get to it.
Love letters. Love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
My name is Phoebe, and I'm a 22-year-old college student. I'm most likely going to be doing my laundry on Saturday, but I'm nervous.
Congrats.
Because of my weight. Uh-huh. I lost 20 pounds recently, and I'm still very self-conscious about my body. Do you have any advice on what I can do to feel more comfortable in my own skin? Thanks, Phoebe.
Well, Phoebe, I'll tell you what I know as a woman.
Okay.
Is men appreciate confidence.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah.
Inside and outside of the laundry room. And if you, honestly, a little curve here, a little extra skin there, in my experience, I've been told that's kind of preferred than the bones, skin and bones.
We want a woman.
Right.
Well, that's what we want.
So if you're confident, and that's all that matters.
There you
it
go.
Really does translate. So it's hard to say fake it, because I know fake confidence is hard.
Right.
But try. Just put yourself, picture the most fabulous actress, or maybe you follow someone on social media that you, like Kylie Jenner or somebody, I don't know. And just put yourself in that mindset and just relax, because really, men do not look at us the way we look at ourselves.
True.
He's going to look at you like the most beautiful thing in the world.
Yeah, I had a girlfriend who was so hard on herself, Kelly, and I would hear her in front of her boyfriend say things about her body. And I would hold her and shake her and be like, we all feel this way sometimes, but say it to me. Say your insecurities to a best girlfriend and get it out and just act confident in front of the guy.
If a woman can grasp that in her 20s, wow, and not wait until her 30s or 40s or 50s in some women's cases, honestly, they don't get it. And then you look back and say, why was I so worried? I worried for nothing.
Yeah.
If you can conquer that now, you got it.
Just get out there and go, you ready for this? And the guys be like, yeah. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
We're all about it.
And again, I hope you're in a loving relationship, and this is, you know.
Or not just a one-night deal.
I'm hoping that the laundry.
No, it looks like she's been planning, and it's been a new relationship, right? Is that what
somewhere like
really healthy relationship when it comes to laundry.
Yeah, it's about to happen.
I'm going out there, and it's going to be on tonight.
Yeah, not like the speed cycle.
Casuals. You have a setting for casuals?
Love letters. Love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
My husband and I have been married for 5 years, and I found out last year that he was cheating on me.
Oh.
It was a two-month affair that was still going on when I found out. The other woman contacted me on social media. She told me the reason for her hitting me up was because she felt his story wasn't adding up. So she went through his Instagram and found me in an old post and got my Instagram name. Well, I blocked her, and then I confronted him. Surprising, he was very truthful. But I think the part that upset me the most was that I had no clue that he was cheating on me. We know each other so well, and we actually have a friendship on top of the marriage. And he lied so well that it's scary. Now, I do believe in second chances, because prior to this relationship, I was in a 5-year relationship from the age of 18 to 23, and I cheated on my ex. And he didn't give me a second chance because he said trust was broken forever, and I regretted not being able to show him that I could that I would never do that again. Mm. I moved on, eventually met my husband when I was 25, and I still believe in second chances. I feel one time is a mistake, but two or more is a pattern. And this was the first time, well, at least that I know of. And I'm starting to wonder, because he lied so well, if this was indeed his first time. I want to give him a real chance and put this behind us, but I don't know if I'll be able to fully trust him again. It's been 7 months, and he's been doing everything he can to prove that he will never do that again, but I'm still doubtful. What's girl to do, Tammy?
Well, I mean, that's the thing. If you make the decision to stay and give him that second chance, then you're doing yourself a disservice to constantly stress about it and worry about it.
The whole thing that he lied so well, though.
Right. He lied so well, but, you know, I'm sure she did, too, until she got caught.
Right.
You know, everybody lies well for a minute.
Yeah, for sure.
And so if you would want that second chance for yourself and not have your husband or then boyfriend keep dwelling on it and bring it up, then show him the same, I hate to use the word courtesy, but I don't know what other word to use, because you made the decision to stay and you made the decision to give him the second chance because you felt like you deserve one. Okay, great. Then you got to let that other stuff go.
Yeah.
Or you don't have a healthy shot at this. Can a one-time cheater be faithful for the rest of the marriage? I believe so.
There are people out there
People get burned. They're like, look what I almost risked. Look what I almost gave up. That was the stupidest thing ever. I'm never going to do that again. On the other hand, you got a Tristan Thompson.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Yeah. So, I mean, there's a lot of variations between your husband and Tristan Thompson. Mm-hmm. So you got to let it go if you're going to give it a good shot. Otherwise, it's going to fester and you're not going to be able to have a successful marriage. I mean, how do you stop thinking about it? Well, you just don't allow yourself to think about it. And it's not always that easy. Sometimes when I would wallow in depression, you can let yourself go real dark, real fast. If you wallow in it, you just got to snap out of it. Say, I'm not doing it. Get up, go brush your hair, go take a shower, brush your teeth, get out of the house, do something else. Don't allow yourself to wallow on a thought that is negative. You do have control of your thoughts in that way. Now, the thought's going to come back. But you push it out.
Right. Yeah.
You just do something else until that becomes a habit and the negative thoughts go away.
Don't you wish there was something or a pill you could take to make you be able to get rid of those things so you never have to think about it again?
No,
wouldn't that make it so much easier?
People be slipping it to you all the time in your cocktail.
I used to always think about my ex-girlfriend's house when I go jogging or walking on the trail, because the back of her apartment's right there.
Which one?
Her apartment. You know what I'm saying?
No, which ex-girlfriend?
The last one.
Oh, okay.
So I would always think about it. And now I don't even think about it anymore. I can walk past it, you know, back.
No problem?
No problem at all.
There you go.
You know, I just, like Kelly said, I would start thinking about something else before I got to that point and have my mind occupied. And it just, over time, it happened. Mm-hmm. Stop thinking about it.
You heal. Yeah. Your mind heals.
Yeah.
There you go.
Love letters.
Go home and see that tree.
Love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you're a love expert.
I am.
I am a 38-year-old single mom of three teenagers. Having a love life is tough, and meeting men is even tougher. But on New Year's Eve, I met a guy through mutual friends.
Yay!
At the end of the night, we exchanged numbers, and since then, we've been on several dates and hung out. He is amazing. I don't know how, I didn't know guys like him still existed, but, and there's always a but.
They wouldn't be writing me if they wanted a but.
Mm-hmm.
He works on the pipeline. We have only known each other a few months, and come April, he'll be leaving for 6 months. I am not one to rush things, but there is just something about him. I really look forward to getting to know him even more. My question is, with him going away for so long, do I continue on this path I'm on and date him, or am I setting myself up for heartbreak? He's, P.S., he's 40, does not have children, never been married. He says that he never thought it was fair to involve someone before knowing that he'd be gone for so long. That's from Janice.
Well, Janice, that's the reality of his life. So let's say you are committed and this goes the distance and you get married. You're going to spend a big chunk of your life as a married woman without a husband around. And that works for some couples. It would not personally work for me. So it's a discussion you need to have with him. It's kind of early.
Yeah.
But he is leaving in April, right?
But
it's a discussion to have. Say, what are we going to do when you're gone for 6 months? What is the status of our relationship?
Right.
That's a grown-up conversation to have. Are we going to be free to date other people? Because I think it's really soon to have that kind of commitment that you're going to cut yourself off from all of the possibilities.
You're dating. Keep dating.
On the pipeline, I'm not sure how that works. Are they out in the middle of the ocean forever and chances of dating are slim to none?
Well,
is that how that works?
They're out there and then they may come back to
like a port?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then kind of sleep there, I think.
I'm not sure how that works.
Yeah, different ways.
I don't know what his options are when he's working on the pipeline as far as dating other women. Your options are plentiful. Now that you've got a taste, you've got your toe, you dipped your toe back in the water and you see, you know, there is life after, you know, raising teenagers. Your teenagers are going to be gone in a couple of years. You need to start thinking about you a little bit here.
Yeah.
And I would have the talk with him. Where do you see our relationship going? And I would not cut myself from, unless it's just like, oh my gosh, lightning struck and I know this is the one and God's picked him for me and we're both on the same page, which it doesn't sound like you both are. I would probably keep my options open while he's gone.
I think so.
Not to get too committed.
And then when he comes back,
love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
I had a relationship. I had a relationship that lasted a little over a year. It was an instant connection. I thought it was my soulmate. Our relationship started with a friendship first, and then the boyfriend-girlfriend kind of thing. What I didn't know is that he had a wife. I found out she was pregnant, but I didn't stop it. I was the lover until she found out, and that's when it ended.
Yeah.
Now he continues to look for me, either by phone, coming to my house. He's dropped off roses and chocolates at my work. Mm-mm. And seeing those things, I'll admit it gives me butterflies, but it's been 3 years since
three
that relationship
years?
Ended.
Jeez.
He still tries to find me, but now I have a boyfriend and he's aware of that. But I still sometimes have daydreams of this guy instead of my boyfriend. I would love my boyfriend to feel the way I feel towards this other guy. What can I do, Kelly? Karen.
After 3 years, you need to take some stronger action against this man for harassment if you really, truly want to move on. But a part of you seems to like it.
Yeah.
So I don't know that, you know.
She must be leading him on a little bit. For 3 years for to linger.
I bet she's still she didn't say that part.
Right.
I bet she still communicates with him.
I bet so.
If you weren't giving him some kind of feedback, he would stop. Yeah. And because eventually they get tired of it, unless they're a psychotic stalker, and then you've got to get, you know, authorities involved. Which maybe you do now. If you're telling me that he's doing this and you are giving him no encouragement, then it's time to put your foot down if you want to have a healthy relationship with anyone else moving forward and say, I'm going to take legal action if you contact. That's it, you know?
Yeah.
Because I have a feeling that you're encouraging him.
Yeah.
Right. Well,
he still gives her butterflies, so something's going on.
And also, we romanticize things that aren't our day to day.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's so crazy to me how women fantasize about a man that, look what he did. I mean, he cheated on a pregnant wife.
Yeah, but it was with her because she was so desirable, Jenna. He couldn't help himself. It's an ego thing. It's a battle over women thing. It's a I want him thing. It's a bad boy thing. I don't know what it is.
But like, I don't want that guy.
No.
You know, I don't want that guy.
She does, or she would have put it, this would have ended before 3 years. If it would be one thing if she'd say 3 months. 3 years? No. No, you're doing something to encourage this behavior. Call me and tell me if I'm wrong, that you've done nothing. Well, then you need to take a stronger stand to end it.
Right.
You call the police, say, this guy's harassing me and stalking me and sending me things to flowers, and he is a married woman, and I need this to stop. And somebody will pay a visit to him for you.
Scare him a little bit so he stops.
Yeah, police are happy to do that.
Yeah.
Police are really...
Protect and serve.
In my experience, I've had a wonderful relationship with police officers.
Me too.
Yeah. They're willing to help you with things 100%. Like this.
100%.
Yeah. I'm thinking about going on a ride along here soon.
Really?
Yeah? Yeah, buddy.
I've never done that.
I'm excited. You've never done it?
No.
We should all do one.
A ride along? No.
See, but in my head...
It's my night, it'd be the big shootout, and I'd be, oh, no, take me home.
See, that's what I'm thinking in my head. I'm thinking in my head that I'm going to be chasing guys... We're gonna be like, it's gonna be like a buddy cop movie.
Yes.
Yeah, where I'm gonna be doing stuff.
You're like ducking behind the door.
Yeah, no. I'm gonna have a walkie-talkie.
Cover me, JC. Yeah.
I got you, sir.
I don't think you actually want to be if it came down to it in that situation.
Oh yeah.
No.
JC, you talk such a big game.
Yeah.
I'll be first man in.
Yeah.
Ooh. Yeah.
We could get the guy in the little room. Play good cop, bad cop.
You want to interrogate?
Oh yeah.
I think you need some training
now
for
you're
that.
Going to, now
I was like, I've watched enough True Detective.
I ask questions.
I can do this.
Listen here, sir.
You just want to be a special guest on Law and Order. Sounds like to me.
I just want.
Why don't we practice it?
What?
You can interrogate me in a room.
Got to find out what crime you committed. Who's my good cop?
I am.
Oh, you're a bad cop. Al's a good cop.
Yeah, I want to be the bad.
Yeah, I'm a good cop. I'm willing to get some coffee, light a cigarette him.
Want him.
Can I get you a drink, though, dude? Yeah, sure.
I want him, like, they go in the corner of the room, and they got a whisper, like, oh, we got to get the Intimidator in here. Yeah, so the guy gets scared.
Intimidator?
I'm the Intimidator.
That's your nickname now?
Yeah.
The Intimidator.
JC comes in, takes the chair, turns it around backwards, and sits down.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. That chair.
Yeah. He throws
you know how they have escape rooms? I kind of wish they had that someone, you got to role play. Like, I got to read the scenario for the crime I committed or didn't commit or that I was accused of, so I was the criminal.
Get him to
and
confess.
I had to be, like, in the jumpsuit and the handcuffs, and then we role played, and then you were the detective, and we had all the pieces, and then you had to come in the room.
Yeah. I'd be like,
were we the only people that would find that business interesting?
Of course not. So many people want to do that.
It's like a fun date night.
He puts his file down on the desk, turns the chair around.
You gotta slam it down.
Yeah, slam it down.
Slam it down, of course.
Listen, we got you at this location, blah, 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 blah. What are you going to do? Who are you going to talk? He's over in the other room. What do you think he's going to do?
I'm going to do like Batman and Dark Knight, where he walks in with the Joker and just, you got to slam on the head. Yeah, you got to jump on the table and slam their head.
I think violence is probably like something we'd have to sign off on.
Yeah. Then water torture.
Oh my God.
Yeah. I will waterboard.
Yeah.
Bad cop.
What do you put the water when I waterboard?
I don't know.
Like on a head or something?
I don't know.
We don't know how to waterboard.
There's YouTubes.
Like a constant drip on the head.
No, you don't do it.
They pour water.
Right. Over a rag stuffed in the mouth.
You don't do it. You just get to the point where you think you're going to do it, and then the good cop walks.
You guys took this really far. I think I had a nice light business idea.
With the waterboard.
Like, I think what a dream date night if a guy took me and was like, okay, you're the criminal.
Yeah, I went a little far. So you need
just
good...
pull out a scenario.
You need the good cop.
You need the jumper cable.
Yeah, oh yeah. Touch them together.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah, I have my taser on me. So my ride-along is going to happen. I'm sure they really want me to come along.
Right. Yeah, you sold it now, buddy.
Yep. You're going to ban me after all that. All right, if you want to write a love letter to Kelly, make sure you go to kidnation.com. They're not going to let me do a ride-along now.
No, not now.
But if you want a bad cop, I got you. On that. All right, go to kidnation.com if you want to write a love letter to Kelly. And coming up next, it is time for our midweek update with Anna. I wonder what she has to say this week next.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Hi.
Hey.
What's up, Kid Nation?
Having a good time?
We're having a good time. All right, the Showbiz Top 5 is coming up in about 40 minutes with Kelly Raspberry. So much to catch you up with.
Mm-hmm.
But, we brought in our girl Anna because we started doing the midweek update.
Mm-hmm.
Hi, Anna.
Hi.
Would you mind plugging
me? Oh, you want me to plug you
yeah,
in?
Yeah, can you? Sorry. Thanks.
We
I
can
like
share,
hearing y'all through my headphones.
We can share headphone holes.
Aw, yeah, that's so cute. Go. Oh, okay.
That's like sharing the aux cord. That's what it is. Right. So, Hannah, how have you been?
Oh, I've been great.
Good.
Yeah, I'm having so much fun doing this midweek update inspired by SNL's weekend update.
Good.
Just because I love pop culture a lot and I love making fun of it. So I thought I would share some jokes with you guys to maybe enlighten your midweek, let you know what's going on.
Okay. Now you know what's happened in the world so far this week, Kid Nation.
All right.
Thanks to Anna.
Yeah. So y'all know me. So obviously I had to start with the Jonas Brothers rumor.
Yeah.
I couldn't not address it. But I figured I would just do some rapid fire Jonas Brothers jokes. Okay, just get them out of the way.
All right. Get out of your system.
So just hold on.
That's okay. Jonas Brothers song.
This rumor of the reunion was an SOS.
Okay. I don't get that one.
Is that a song?
Yeah,
okay.
It's
a Jonas Brothers song.
Yes. If it's true, my wallet will be burning up, and so will my heart.
Okay.
I thought I was going to have to wait a little bit longer till this happened. Also a song title.
Okay.
Predicting that it would happen in the year 3000. Okay.
That's my favorite song.
And my final thought on this reunion rumor can best be described by using the same title as their first album from 2006, It's About Time.
Yeah, it is.
All right.
In all seriousness, this note, if this does happen, I'm going to post about it on Instagram more than Priyanka posted about their wedding.
Oh,
so
yeah,
just,
that's a lot.
Just be ready for that. Okay, moving on.
Yes.
Have y'all heard of the term orbiting?
Orbiting.
Like what the planets do?
Yeah.
I heard it for the first time yesterday. It was trending on Twitter. Uh-huh. I guess it's a new slang word that you use when someone who ghosted you or no longer talks to you or keeps in contact with you continues to linger around, like viewing your Instagram stories or Snapchat stories.
Okay. Makes no sense to me.
Yeah, and people do that. So I will use it in a sentence just so we can understand it a little better.
Okay.
Oh, boy.
The only way that Jordan Woods will continue to keep up with the Kardashians from now on will have to be by orbiting them.
Okay.
I'm sorry, but this Khloe Tristan Jordan drama from yesterday was absolutely insane. Mm-hmm. And I know we've talked about it a little bit earlier in the show, and Kelly, I'm sure you'll talk about it in the Showbiz Top 5.
Yes.
But yeah, Khloe called it quits yesterday with Tristan after the allegations that he cheated on her with Kylie's best friend Jordan, which is just a mess, you know, losing a best friend like that. And no one can benefit from this situation, but I'm keeping my notifications on today in case Kylie Cosmetics has a flash sale on the Kylie Jordan collection.
Ooh.
Forgot about that one.
She's in business with them. Right?
So I guess the only person that will benefit will maybe be me getting some makeup on sale. I'll let you guys know. But speaking of messy relationships, this season of The Bachelor is getting close to an end, getting down to the final four girls.
Hometown visit.
Yeah, almost. And this week, though, half of America, like JC, was wondering when Colton was going to jump the fence.
Mm-hmm.
The other half of America was wondering when The Bachelor is going to jump the shark. Which is just a phrase that
I know.
Yeah.
But I don't see that coming anytime soon.
No, I don't either.
I've thought it jumped the shark many times, and it keeps coming back stronger.
Did they have a lot of sharks?
Yeah, Bachelor Nation is
insane.
Come on now.
And then while we're talking about TV shows, JC, I'm sorry that Netflix went on the canceling spree.
I know.
And canceled one of your favorite shows, Friends from College.
I know.
Maybe it would have lasted a little bit longer if they changed the title to just Friends.
Oh, gotcha.
And lastly, I would like to conclude by talking about Shawn Mendes' Calvin Klein ad from over the weekend that I'm sure you all saw.
Yeah.
The thirst trap that trapped us all, you know?
He's been in the gym.
Yeah.
A little bit.
Yeah, we know what he did last summer. Okay. And so I thought I would finish with rapid fire Shawn Mendes jokes since we started with rapid fire Jonas Brothers jokes. Okay, this photo pulls us in enough to keep us guessing.
Hey.
Maybe we should stop and start confessing that there's nothing holding us back from making this photo our film backgrounds.
That's right.
Okay.
Well, mine.
Yeah, I'm sorry. When I saw this photo, I'm just tripping over myself, aching. After looking at this photo, we all need stitches.
All right.
Yeah, Anna with all the Shawn Mendes there. Good there.
Eric's grand in there.
Nice, Anna.
Thank you.
Thank you, Anna.
Yes, you are welcome.
And that reminded me.
What?
The men of Kid Craddock and the morning show, Calvin Klein's
photo shoot.
Oh, yes.
Wait, what are you talking about?
Did we agree to this?
To do that.
We did. Uh-huh. Like, Cheddar agreed, but I don't know if anybody else agreed.
I think Trey agreed. I think, he's cool with it. He's happy. Thumbs up.
You got to do it while it's still topical and timely.
Calendars are always
topical.
I have
an endorsement with Commando. I can't.
You gonna be naked?
Well, that's my people.
Well then,
and I through Blake have a contract with Gilding.
He's got a Gilding going on.
That's true. But
part time Justin and White Cheddar and Trey and Nick Adams are
all in.
They're all in on Calvin's.
Y'all sexy.
Yeah. I just don't know if I could do the legs wide open sitting on the chair pose.
We'll do the other one where he's leaning up against the coffee counter.
Yeah.
Just not practical. I don't lean like that in my undies.
The more awkward the pose, the better the photo.
That's right.
Nobody leans like that.
Modeling is harder than it looks.
Yes.
Like that?
Because I try and have as little time period between time I put on my underwear and time I put on my pants. I try and do that in record speed. Because I don't even want to see me in underwear.
You're getting in shape, Al. You need to show off your 6-pound weight loss.
You see ASAP Rocky's doing it too?
Yeah. Him and Noah, the guy from the To All the Boys I Loved Before.
Yes. Something.
And Kendall Jenner. Yeah, there's a bunch of people, but all we could focus on was Shawn Mendes.
Mm-hmm.
Are we monetizing this at all?
Yeah.
Because I think if I need to be in my underwear, I got to get paid.
Yeah, if we're going to get naked,
to get paid. Paid.
I have a great idea. Y'all model third love. The bras.
No.
You gotta choose.
Do they have my half-cup tops? Anna, thank you for that midweek update.
Oh, you're welcome.
Lose all of them.
Check out the video, too, later on at KidNation.com so you can see Anna's cute look when she's looking around the room for the laughs. That's our favorite thing back in the girl room.
I realize I don't know that many song titles.
Get on with it.
Of Pop
Jonas
Boys.
Brothers?
Of Pop Boys.
Yeah.
I knew all those. Is that good or bad? I don't know.
I got stitches.
All right, Kid Nation. It's time for the winter warm-up. You go to KidNation.com before midnight. You put in that temperature that we give you.
Mm-hmm.
And then just wait for that phone to ring. Catherine.
Oh, my God. Did you just call my name?
I just called your name because you got called by Alicia. And that means you get to go to Florida. Congratulations.
Oh, my God. I could cry. Me and my husband meet. That's more than y'all could ever imagine. We just did a surrogacy, and I was the one who carried the twins. And so afterwards, it's just been a little bit more difficult than I anticipated.
Yeah.
So we desperately needed this time away from each other.
Like he's not going with you.
She's taking her husband.
Anytime
he doesn't have a choice. He does not even have a choice. He's coming.
Oh man, I am so happy you won, Catherine. Congratulations.
It's really awesome. You're going to get to fly off with your husband that you love so dearly to Miami, Florida, 4 days, 3 nights at the DoubleTree by Hilton Grand Hotel, Biscayne Bay. It's right in the heart of downtown Miami, so you're going to see all the best attractions. You know, the South Beach, powdery white beaches. You're going to be putting your toes in those sands. The Frost Museum of Science, if you want to check that out. They've got a great art and culture scene at the Wynwood Arts District. Beautiful water views overlooking Biscayne Bay. Sparkling outdoor pool, full-service spa, 4 delicious dining experiences, 2 and 4 bedroom condos, full size kitchens. But you're going to be going out and eating at all the restaurants.
Yeah,
I know you. Plus, you can go to Jungle Island.
You do.
Yeah, you can go to Jungle Island. They've got this journey through nature, animal discovery, and this new experience called Super Flight. We're going to throw in 2 passes for this wind tunnel powered free flight experience. Going to see you soaring at the heart of the Miami skyline, all thanks to Visit Florida.
Thank you, Visit Florida.
Congratulations, Catherine.
Thank you. I could poop my pants. I'm telling y'all.
You just made the promo. I guarantee you just made the promo. Yeah,
I'm not sexy. Don't do that.
Yeah, no need.
You just made the promo.
Let me tell y'all, honestly, I listen to y'all, every Monday through Wednesday, because that's the only days I work. But every Monday and Wednesday, I listen to you, Kelly, and I can't help but think and love and adore the advice that you give, because it's not just for the female, or it's not just for the male, and it's not just, we'll call it quits. No, it's about working on it, and that's what we've done, and I feel like this is just really Just God put this here for us, and I'm so grateful.
So nice.
But Catherine, how about the other three that read the letters, huh? How about that?
How about
action?
That? Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. There's a reading going on, right?
Hey, Catherine.
You did such a wonderful thing for another
you did.
Family.
You did.
And
you
that's
really
a beautiful
did.
Thing.
You deserve this, Catherine. Yeah.
You did something great for that family. You just told Kelly something great. So would you like to tell me something great as well? Like that you love about me?
I love the fact that you don't say no to alcohol because that is my motto. You don't say no to free booze, honey.
There you
okay.
go, Al.
I'll go with that. I'm good with that.
Never say no to good booze.
Yeah, that's right.
I'm good with that, Catherine.
Anything you want to say about Jenna, Catherine?
It's okay.
Oh, I've actually started going to the tanning bed and, well, not because saying that she has or anything like that. But you've made me so much more confident with my body.
Oh,
because I
good.
Just lost 20 pounds this year.
Good for you, man.
Trying to get back to my confidence and my energy. And,
awesome.
And you've just given me so many great ideas, and I just want to say how grateful I am for that, too.
Oh, that was so sweet. Thank
JC,
you. I'm
you
so
say
proud of you.
Good to JC?
Yeah, I'll take something, Catherine.
Oh, my God.
The way that you are with your children is sublime and inspirational. It really just is. You're so great with your
Can
children.
Can I just give you a hug through the phone right now?
Would you like to say anything good about Trey?
I would love to.
Oh, my God. Catherine.
All right, Catherine, you get ready. You pack your bag. You're going. Enjoy the trip with your husband, and I'm glad your pregnancy went well.
Maybe Anna?
Let's go.
You deserve this.
Yeah, you deserve this, Catherine. Hold on for us before Al keeps asking.
White Cheddar's over here like, what about me?
Catherine's got plenty of good to say, Al. We just
love
don't have
her.
That much
love
time.
Her. She's awesome. She was awesome.
We do need to give you the temperature of the day. If you want to be like Catherine and win a trip with the winter warm-up, we got you. The temperature today on South Beach. A nice 79 degrees.
Nice.
Everybody getting rain lately? 79 degrees.
It's like the only warm place in the country.
On South Beach. Yeah. That's why we're sending you to Florida. That's why it's called the winter warm-up. You have till midnight. Go to KidNation.com and enter that. Now, if it crashes on you, wait a few minutes. It's all good. You'll get a chance. Again, you have till midnight. KidNation.com.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Right now, we're going to catch you up with what's happening in the world.
It's time for Tidbit News.
Oh, yes. Just a tidbit of the news.
Bring it.
You don't need too much.
No.
You know, you don't want to stuff your brain before work. You got to think. All right. Today is National Love Your Pet Day.
Mm-hmm.
Don't forget. So make sure you love your pet today. But there's a couple stories, speaking of pets. So two little kids under the age of 6 wandered off while they were playing in their yard in Florida on Saturday. Mm-hmm. They ended up on the side of an interstate, and they could have been hit. Luckily, they had two dogs there with them. And the dogs were some sort of shepherd mix. They literally got in the way of the kids when the kids would try to cross into the interstate.
They were hurting.
Really?
And that prevented them from walking out into the road.
Yeah, shepherding dogs herd sheep to keep them safe.
Wow,
so they were
that's right.
They were doing that for the kids. Several witnesses saw this, told police that they saw the dogs pushing the kids towards the guardrail so they wouldn't walk onto the highway.
How about that?
And because of that, the kids are just fine. Their foster dad and his other kids were out looking for them when the cops showed up. The dad actually saw them walk off, but he had a medical condition, couldn't follow them.
Oh, my.
So police determined that he didn't do anything wrong. It's just the kids ran off. And why did they run off? They were chasing a rainbow.
Oh.
Those cute little kids were trying to go to the end of the rainbow because they wanted that gold. Isn't that cute? Speaking of pets, this dude in named Steven Shrout, Shrout in Texas. She's a local boy here. He almost got in trouble at a dog park. He lost. We talked about the guy that got completely naked because of the fantasy football bet. He got arrested, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, Steven did something similar. He lost in his fantasy football league, and punishment was you had to give the winner $250 or do the dare. And the dare was to wear flesh-colored Speedos and just lather yourself in peanut butter.
And go to the dog park.
And go to the dog park and just sit down on a chair for 10 minutes.
Just see what happens.
Just to see what happens. So he went to a dog park last Wednesday. You had to use 3 jars of Jif.
Smooth or crunchy?
Smooth.
Okay.
And the dogs went to town on him while his friends filmed from the car.
Oh, my God.
He said he didn't think it'd be a big deal until he heard a couple walk by and say, ew. But he told them it was a bet, and then the people laughed. So he paid off his bet. I told you guys.
That's
fine.
Off
our bets.
That's fine.
I respect paying off the bet. All
would right, you let your dog lick a random, Jenna? Would you let Wheezy lick random stranger at the dog park if he's covered in peanut butter?
That hoe ain't loyal.
Yeah.
Same thing.
Wheezy will go get it.
She will. You should see the way she splays out. Someone comes over, you just reach like you're going to pet her, and she's on her back, legs spread.
These pugs ain't loyal.
No way.
No. Yeah. Loyal till the next one comes by.
Uh-huh. She likes the new boyfriend more than me, by the way. I haven't even told you that yet.
She does?
Unbelievable. She won't take her eyes off of him.
Oh, she's going to steal
male.
Him.
That's the alpha.
Yeah, he does the little whistle, and she's just like, runs. I don't know what he's doing
when I leave in the morning.
Yeah.
He's got the cool Mexican whistle?
I don't know what the cool Mexican whistle.
Did he put his fingers in his mouth?
No.
Just that.
Yeah, whatever. Yeah.
That one? What,
yeah.
Loud?
Yeah. No, not loud. Like, nicer sounding.
That one?
Anyway, yeah, she's obsessed.
I'm sorry, Jenna.
She's her mama's daughter.
Wow. Speaking of tidbit news here, too.
Yeah.
Woman gets new tongue.
Huh?
They made it from her arm after she was diagnosed with cancer. They had to remove her tongue, and they took part of her arm out, and they turned that into a tongue.
Wow.
I bet she can't taste.
No, but you got a tongue now. You're at least French.
It helps you talk. I think it's more...
Oh, and talk. Yeah, that's cool, too.
Probably aids in eating. Or yeah. French kissing. That's why you go through that surgery, yeah.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Part of your arm, now your tongue. Yeah, definitely. You don't have the taste buds anymore, but now you can speak.
She wants to high-five people, she just licks them. Instead of using her arm.
High-fives with her arm.
No one high-fives.
It wasn't from her hand, Al.
Dang it.
And this is great news for us 3-day weekend lovers.
Shout out.
A financial services company in New Zealand switched to a 4-day work week back in November.
Uh-huh.
And guess what?
More productive.
Huge success.
Yeah. Really?
Their workers were 20% more productive. So there was no drop in the amount of work that was getting done. And stress was way down.
Yeah.
No, because everybody's looking forward to the 3-day weekend.
And work-life balance was way up.
Put that on Bossman George's desk so he can see it.
That's why I said it.
Yeah. When you read that 4-day work week book, I mean, it is. There's a lot of validity in that. People work a lot harder.
Yeah.
They have less days during the week.
Yeah, but we've got to be here to entertain.
Yeah, but if the whole country goes into a 4-day work week, we have no options.
Parents are freaked. Like, that means 4 days of school.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, they have 4 days of work, too, so they're good, right? Yeah.
Well, it works, I don't know.
Works for everybody. Well,
Trey's making a Trey face in the other room. What, Trey?
You guys only work 20 hours a week already.
Yeah.
So.
Well, Trey, I also have another job now.
Trey, it could be 16, though.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Why work 20 when you can work 16, yeah. Trey?
Yeah, you can benefit too.
Come on, dog.
Have some.
Trey is speaking for the masses.
There he is.
Come on,
what are you guys complaining about?
That's why we need Trey in the office. He brings you right back down to earth like he should. Thanks for that, Trey.
Except for Jenna, who has several jobs.
I do. I have a full-time business. Pretty great.
I am also a dad.
That's true.
Kind of a job. Al, you run bar?
Yeah, you know, I don't do a whole lot.
And Kelly's over there podcasting and stuff. New one today.
Sandwich and some love.
Yeah, tonight.
Tomorrow, yeah.
Drops tomorrow, so you can download it. There you go.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
You get whatever you like. I said you get whatever you like.
That's right, Kid Nation. But if you want whatever you like, you need to give us a call or text us. Our phone number is 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
Now, if the phone lines do get too busy for you, we accept text messages.
Sure.
Or you can go on the Instagram, Twitter, whatever you need to do to get your question into us. And we'll talk about whatever you need to talk about. If you have any questions for a cast member, or if you want to talk about a TV show or a news story that you're super into and we haven't gotten into it yet, that's what this time is for. Got a couple here. Hey, guys. I think I heard Kelly talk about it this morning, but have you talked about Abducted in Plain Sight? I mean, you have to see this. Have you seen this?
Yes. I made this a homework assignment for my podcast family.
Uh-huh.
Because Alan and I watched it because we want to talk about it. And it's going to be on tomorrow's podcast, and I want to spoil it for people.
I know.
There's lots of warning. We're going to talk about it.
I think the three of us out of the four on the show have seen it.
Is this the first season of it?
It's just one season.
It's an hour and a half.
It's a documentary.
Oh, okay. I thought it was a series. Okay.
No. It's a documentary on a case.
All right.
And the things that you hear, and I was warned by Jenna, because she saw this before I did. She told me it is shocking. And for Jenna to tell me something shocking...
It was just the dad. Once they hit that part with the dad, I was like, no way. That was what did it for me.
I didn't think I could. I had zero respect for these parents.
Yeah.
I just couldn't. I couldn't find myself getting in that situation or thinking that anything they did was okay.
It's really hard to fathom.
It's just shocking.
All right.
That's why communication is key in relationships.
Yeah. I mean, they got... Even if you're not a parent, I think you will hear these things and go like, I'm not a parent, and I definitely would not allow this to happen.
Crazy.
There's no way.
They'll be the first thing I watch when I remount my TVs.
Okay, yeah, I would love to hear your thoughts on this, Al, because...
Okay.
I mean, there are so many points, and watch it with somebody that hasn't seen it. Because there's so many times where you just look at each other with your mouths wide open, like, what?
Need a body.
What the? Like, at first you're going like, what the hell is this? And then you're like, what? The whole time, you're just constantly saying what? So, yeah.
You lost me at watch it with somebody.
You can find somebody. You can find yourself a lady. Hey, guys, I have a question for Whatever Wednesday from Dr. K. I recently saw a special on TV about the death of Robin Williams, and Kelly was shown giving statements.
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool. My question is, did Kelly actually know Robin personally, or was she just there as a celebrity discussing his life? Love you guys.
No, I never met Robin Williams, but this is a show on Reels channel called The Price of Fame.
Uh-huh.
And the Robin Williams was from season one, and it got picked up for season two. But they're still playing old episodes from season one. So, yeah, season two is playing now, and they asked me to come back.
You just give commentary, right?
Right, because, you know, talk about celebrities a lot, and they just wanted my take on some of it. And I helped fill in some of the gaps, because, man, they have actors that look just like the people that, these real people.
Yeah.
And they play out the drama.
Yeah.
But The Price of Fame on Reels.
Okay.
How often do you have to go in and do these?
I've already done.
All of them are done.
I'm done. And they have a new one that comes out every Sunday night.
Are you going to get brought back for another?
I hope so.
Okay. Yeah.
I hope so. They're only two episodes into season two.
Okay. Yeah, bring Kelly back. Let's start a petition.
There you go.
Yeah, petition. Change.org.
Hi, Christy.
Hey, how are you?
Doing excellent. So we were talking about this earlier. Police ride-alongs.
Yes.
Christy, you have some information about this.
Yes, if something were to happen and you were on a ride-along, they would actually put you out the car. You're not allowed to go with them when they go on that stuff.
They would just drop you off in the corner?
Just wherever?
Well, I mean, like, not on a bad corner.
So if they get a call for something...
I mean, they don't have to come back and file a report on you, but yeah, they would find some place for you to drop you off, and then they would go take care of what they needed to take care of, and then they would come back and get you.
Oh, okay. They don't get in any danger.
Because safety is what you guys are.
But JC wants to be in the danger.
Is there a way for me to be involved in the going out there?
Yes, go to the police academy. That's how you can get involved.
You can commit a crime.
Okay, that's not, I don't want to do that.
Hey, remember, Shaquille O'Neal, he go through some sort of training so he could actually go in and...
Yeah. He's a police officer.
Okay.
He post-certified, so he went and got his certification to be a police officer.
Are there levels of, like, I can
Be... part-time?
Can I be
starter
police officer light, where I don't get to carry a gun, but I can still... You know, like carry a baton and
walk
and
talk
and stuff. I don't know.
Yeah.
No, ma'am. And you know, most of the agencies, or a lot of the agencies, they carry tasers and they carry pepper spray. You, in order to carry them, they have to pepper spray you and they have to tase you.
Mm. I'm down.
You down with that?
Yeah.
Well, we tased you already.
Yeah, I got tased already once.
Why don't you try to be a police officer?
Yeah.
The pepper spray is worse because it stays with you. I've heard the pepper spray is worse because it stays with you.
Well, I did that hot Carolina Reaper pepper thing.
Oh, you can handle it, Jason.
So if I can handle that, I think the pepper spray should be okay.
Yeah, eat another one and then rub your eyes.
Okay.
Is there an age limit to apply to be a new police officer?
Good question.
You know what? I actually was with an agency, and we had an officer start at 50.
See?
Wow.
Perfect.
Because there's that TV show, The Rookie, where he's about 50,
that's right.
I don't know if that's legit or they were taking some creative license.
So my side hustle could be a police officer hustle.
Well, the police officer in question that I'm speaking about, he's also a security guard. He's a personal trainer. He's a nutritionist, and he has other... companies.
Parallel lives, Jason.
Yeah, right.
I really do. I'm really interested in that.
Go for it. Pursue your dream.
Yeah. Thank you for all that information. Thank you.
You obviously are a police officer, right?
No, sir. I'm not a police officer. And I work for admin. The main reason I'm not a police officer is because if you ever read a report, you know, we get reports in and it says, I gave chase. I'm not chasing anybody.
Right.
If I have a taser and a gun,
yeah,
I'm just going to tell you to stop, and that's the end of that.
Okay. Huh. Yeah, you can do a citizen's arrest, too.
JC, you've been looking for a side gig.
Yeah.
I think this is perfect.
And you could wear a uniform.
I know.
You could wear it to work here.
I would.
We'd like that.
Would you guys call me Officer JC?
Yes, I would.
And hey, you can have your uniform on when you do the calendar shoot.
And yeah, now you can play new things with Kenzie.
Yeah. Well, you know. Thank you for that call.
Got those real handcuffs.
Uh-huh. Hi, Alton.
Hey.
What's
up,
buddy?
How are you doing?
What up, man?
Excellent. You have a very interesting question for the show. What is it?
Yes. Y'all have seen Bird Box, right?
Yes.
Most of the cast?
Yeah, we have.
How would you guys survive if there was to happen to us?
I think
I would not want to. I would look.
Yeah, see, I'm too...
you would look?
I would look, yes, sir.
I think I would look, too.
And I'm like, would I be curious enough to see what I would, like, find out what I would see?
I would
see different things. It's based on your fear.
Yeah, exactly. See, I would be, I would fall for the people that say, it's so beautiful.
Yeah, and like the one, the guy prying my eyes open.
As soon as they say, it's so beautiful, I'd be like, oh, it's not that bad.
Try to look or be like, oh, I don't know, I can't.
Oh, your phone's breaking up, Alton.
I think I just have to call Sandra Bullock.
Yeah.
You never know what you would do until you have to do it.
Yeah,
if what you would
had
do.
A baby or you were pregnant,
sure.
I guess you'd change your survival. But when I see those End of the World movies, I don't want, like when I look at Will Smith and I Am Legend, that looks like a terrible way to live. You're alone all the time trying to preserve mankind. Like, I don't care. Everyone I know is dead. I don't want to be alive.
I just wish they told you the people that were able to see it and they're still driving around.
Well, some were able to see it.
Yeah,
remember
what I'm
the ones that were already crazy?
So I had to be a little bit.
Yeah, you had to be crazy.
I would look, though. I wouldn't be able to. I would look.
I don't know.
Like Kelly said, you never know what you would do. Like the guy we saw yesterday, the clip of the bodybuilder that lifted a 2-ton car. You never know what you can do until you have to.
Yeah.
Well, and that survival instinct is strong.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Interesting question, though. Hopefully that never happens, though. Amanda.
I highly doubt.
You don't know what's going to happen in the future, Kelly.
But I highly doubt it's going to happen.
You don't know.
I don't.
They just discovered 300,000 more galaxies, so I don't know what's going to come over
here.
Exactly.
Yeah.
For sure. It's going to be like a rival. Uh-huh. Who knows?
Hi, Amanda.
Hi.
So, you're a nurse in prison.
I was a nurse that worked at a prison for 6 years, and I have recently seen the abducted in plain sight.
Uh-huh.
And it's not surprising at all.
Really?
Like, no, not at all. Because if you talk, I've had to do many interviews with people like that, and they groom the family. Like, everybody hears about grooming the kids and that, you know, these people take all these measures to groom these kids.
Yeah.
To be okay with all of that, but if you really watch that series again and you think about the measures that he took to insert himself in the family, people don't realize that people who do things like that
are master manipulators.
That's what they do. I mean, they go after people who they feel like they can control. And I mean, these parents, I mean, I agree, I'm a mother. I can't imagine, like, somebody running away with my kid and being like, oh, well, 24 hours isn't that big of a deal. But they manipulate these parents just as much and groom those parents just as much as they did that child.
Yeah. I could see it happening.
Husband, that he picked the right family.
Yeah.
Because he tried it with other families and they were like, you're getting too close.
Yeah, get out of here,
buddy. Get out of here.
Yeah, the family, the marriage had issues.
Absolutely.
So he was able
the right
to drive.
Family.
Yeah.
But I just couldn't get over the... fact, why aren't you calling the police?
Something.
You know, something. Well, we didn't want to bother anybody.
They just believed everything.
Sunday.
Oh, man. I'm telling you, Al, when you watch this.
It's infuriating.
Have you ever, young lady, have you ever...
Really big part of that.
Have you ever wanted to get with, like, one of the inmates being a nurse?
All in the news now.
It's in the news right now. Some lady wanted to get with an inmate and she...
Hold on, she's answering.
I agree. I have seen people do that. I have actually known two officers that quit their jobs and married
men who they met while they were in, like, while they were their prison guards.
Whoa.
I've seen it happen.
But I would imagine sometimes criminals, especially ones that are really great, that ultimately great at being criminals, are very engaging. Yeah, they can be, if they're attractive, they're engaging. And
Ted Bundy, that's right. That was him. He was very
when
engaging.
When I first went to work out there, you actually have to take like a 2-week course no matter what you do, whether like you're a nurse or you're just like a receptionist or anything out there. And they actually teach you all the methods that the inmates use to go to you. I mean, that's what they do. 24 hours a day, they watch you. They watch your body language. They notice if you're not wearing your ring the next day.
Oh.
They notice if your eyes are swollen because you had a fight with your boyfriend the next morning, and then they're going to ask you about it, and then they're going to see how, you know, you react to it. I mean, they spend hours and hours and hours and hours.
They got the time.
They got plenty of time to do that.
That's what they do. And they'll tell you that. I mean, that was what was so scary when I quit working there, is because I had my daughter. But I mean, it's so frightening to hear them talk about it and how easy it is. And I had one guy who told me that that's how he picked his victims, his kids, is the little stick figures on cars. And I'll never forget that. People, you know, go around putting these little stick figures on their cars about, you know, mom and dad and Zach and Kate, and they have a soccer ball next to Zach and a, you know, a tennis bracket next to Kate.
You give them
and
tips.
You're just telling somebody what your kids do and what their likes are and how many people are in their family. So all they have to do is walk up and say, hey, I know you play tennis, you play with my daughter, and your mom got in a car accident, and I'm here to take you home. It's just crazy. It's things you never think about.
She just crushed those sticker sales.
Yeah, a lot of people are going to be taking those off thanks to Amanda's tip right there, because that makes so much sense.
Well, wow. You shouldn't put those signs
in your yard
either, that your kid's a star soccer player at this school.
Yeah.
Or what school they go to. I mean, it really, it's sad how innocent
it is. You've got to live like that. You
know? Wow. Florence, this is when I first moved here. Somebody put one of those stork baby announcements in the front yard, and somebody came up, kidnap the baby.
What?
Hit the baby.
Dang.
Wow. Yeah.
Well, Amanda, thank you so much for that call.
But, you know, look how many people do it and nothing happens.
Yeah.
But
that was great advice from Amanda, because that's something that I hadn't thought about. And I like those stickers. They're kind of cool. But thinking about that?
Yeah.
No, thank you. Thanks, Amanda. Have a wonderful day. Thanks for that insight. One more question here for Whatever Wednesday from Sheila. Hi, Sheila.
Hi. Good morning.
Good morning. What you want to direct it towards Big Al, huh?
Yes, I do. I love all of you, but I really love Big Al.
Oh, okay.
I've been listening forever. I do live alone. I love you. But Big Al, I have missed 3 times that you've come to Georgia or close to Georgia. I live in Savannah, Georgia, and I want to know, are you coming down for St. Patty's Day?
Okay. Are you going to Savannah, Georgia for St. Patrick's
Day? Drum roll, please. That's just very dramatic. We're going to make
it. My heart.
The question is, am I going to Savannah for St. Patrick's
Day? Yeah, that's the question now.
The answer is yes.
Oh! Sheila, what are you going to do?
That's the first time Al's made a lady scream in about 20 years.
Oh, wow.
Are you single, Sheila?
No, but she can be. I'm having a hard time understanding her.
Sheila said she would leave her husband for Big Al.
Okay.
I'm sorry. But my husband knows. Big Al?
Yes, ma'am.
He's my pass.
You're a free pass?
I'm a pass?
I get a free pass for Big Al.
Wow.
Are you going to accept this free pass, Big Al?
Absolutely. I wouldn't want you to waste your free pass.
You should take her and her husband out to dinner so he knows what type of man.
Yeah.
I wonder.
I told my husband, I love him, he's 20 years younger than me, the first thing, but I told him, if I don't get to see Big Al soon, we're going to Texas, and I will just stand in front of the, I just will wait till I see him. I will go to dinner. I was going to, whatever I have to do.
All right, so Al's getting lucky.
You should be risking that 20-year younger man, girl.
Yeah.
and hopefully you and Al have a better connection than your phone, right?
Yeah.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.